Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
My mouth and realize how many millions of people are listening. It's very exciting. Although I don't ever think about the millions in the sense that I'm talking to you, and I'm not talking to anybody, I'm talking to you. You are the focus. Jennifer Horn here to focus on you. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schilling. One of the greatest things, and well, I probably should. Some of the things that you know you stylistically get into a habit, if that's what it is, when you listen to people and they do what you like. Then you kind of copy them. I think that happens in most any business as you grow up. And some of the people I listened to had great shticks on the radio. And I was thinking of the passing of Harry Harrison, which I noted on the air a couple of weeks ago, one of the great jocks in New York City. He always used to open up every hour by saying, "Hi, Mom." And that was just, "Hi, Mom." "Hi, Mom." And all the mothers that are listening at this time, getting themselves ready. It's cool. Struggling through the day. There are all kinds of adversities. I think Victoria was talking about just waking up to the alarm clock. How are things better once you kind of throw a little water on your face, you look at the day, and you have the ability to turn crap into fertilizer, which is what a lot of the stuff going on in the world is just crap. Jennifer has an example of that for us. Right, Jennifer?
I'll try. I'll try to live up to those words. Thanks for that, by the way.
Crap into fertilizer. That's what
it is. Yeah, right.
She has transformative skills, ladies and gentlemen, like you would not believe. The skill that has been taught to her by her father.
And water into wine.
Wine. Now, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So
McDonald's turned regular fish into squares. So how can you beat that?
Wendy's, too. Hamburgers into squares, right? Yeah.
Right, they did that. Right, exactly. All right, so you're going to transform something.
First of all, how much do you know about Corey Feldman?
Enough. Corey Haim and Corey Feldman were two famous actors, youngsters as they grew up, and they both had drug problems. One of them's dead. I don't remember which one is dead, but is it Haim that's dead?
It is Haim that's dead. Corey Feldman is still alive. And he said that as Corey Haim was dying, that he promised to tell Corey, or I guess they had conversations. He wasn't with Corey Haim when he died, but he said when they were friends, which they were throughout their life, that he would tell the story, or whoever died first would tell the story of what happened to them. And so he said that just
happened
a few days ago.
You mean happened with...
Sexual abuse. There was always the claim that they had been the victim of sexual predators in Hollywood as child actors. And so last week, Corey Feldman kept his promise to release the big news on his Hollywood pedophile expose titled My Truth, The Rape of Two Coreys. He gave his fans an e-ticket, basically, with a release date and a poster confirming that the movie was coming very soon. He said that the entire reveal is that it will only be shown one time, so you'll only have one opportunity to see this if this is something that you're interested in. Many have questioned what his motives are in making a documentary that can only be viewed once. Now, he went to Twitter and he's broken down the reasons for showing this movie one single time. He said on Twitter, "People keep asking me, why only one time? Don't you want everyone to be able to see it? My answer is, of course, I want a million people to see it all, watching it together live from all over the world. This will be the very first time a film audience will experience a film this way globally." So he's trying to create a movement, apparently, of having people all come together for this one moment. I'm guessing he wants to break the interwebs maybe with his announcement, or at least that's what he thinks. And so he was having trouble finding a distributor for his documentary. Netflix, who would be probably a perfect partner for him, didn't have any interest in it. They declined to stream the movie. So he claimed that he would release this on basically on his own terms. He said that everybody else thought it was too dangerous and that they weren't declining it for lack of interest. They were declining it because it was too dangerous for what it will reveal. The movie is going to stream at 8 p.m. in Los Angeles. Anyone else in a different time zone will have to check exactly what that looks like around the world. And it's going to cost you $20. So if you want to view this, it's $20.
I heard you wanted to pay $20 to look at that sordid stuff.
I don't know. I'm kind of interested.
So is it just him just sitting there telling people what happened?
He's going to release the name of the powerful person that he's always alluded to in his life that he says raped him and Corey Haim on the set of Lucas back in 1985.
I'm guessing it's a studio head or somebody like a big, big name.
Well, in 2017, Dominic Brascia, who's an actor, accused Charlie Sheen of being the one that raped Corey Haim. So that's why I guess there's some interest to this.
When is it? It's at 8 o'clock. What night? Is it this week?
It's coming out, this week. So I'll find out what day it is. It's March 9th.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was this week. March 9th is the date. And you can go at mytruthdoc.com and you can buy your tickets starting February 22nd. But he just revealed all of this on Twitter over the last several days. He said very emotional.
Jennifer, you spent $20 to watch that?
No. I'll be interested to know what other people.
What the results are.
Yeah.
Do you know how old Corey Feldman was when that movie came out? When he was in that movie?
Which movie?
They're talking about on the set of, what is it?
Lucas.
Because Charlie Sheen is only 6 years older than him, so
and that was what they were saying is that that's what a lot of people said when this actor came out. Well, he was only that much older,
and
but
not that you can't rate someone who is
6 years means something when you're young.
Yeah, so if he was a teenager and Charlie Sheen was in his 20s, that makes sense. I was just thinking, okay, if he was an actual child, then that's kind of odd. But
well, let's figure it out. Let's sleuth it. So Corey Feldman is 48 right now.
Yeah.
So he would have been in 1985. He would have been
14.
Well, that was 34 years ago. Yeah, 14. Yeah. So, okay, 20 and 14. That would make sense, if that's actually true. Yeah.
What a sad state of affairs, isn't it?
It's obviously impacted his entire life.
Of course
life.
It has.
And Corey Haim, too.
That's why they went to drugs, these kids.
That's why a lot of child actors go to drugs.
Corey Feldman has said that in that book that came out, I don't know, a long time ago when Barbara Walters, he was on The View, and Barbara Walters like kind of defended the people who he was accusing in the establishment.
She was an establishment hack, and she always was an establishment hack.
So also a really nasty person. I have a friend who works on that show. But anyway, but in his book, he said that it's not a surprise to any former child actor when you find out that people have OD'd. He said people think that it's because you're no longer cute and you don't get work. He said that's actually not why child actors have such a bad life path. It's really because of all the sexual abuse that they suffer. And he described being a young boy and knowing lots of other young boys who would just basically get passed around at these Hollywood pool parties from like one pedophile to the next, and he said it was part of the deal.
So
and parents were not allowed to be around. And
how does this connect to the Me Too movement? What would you call this movie?
Because
clearly this is another dark page in Hollywood history that has a number of victims.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's all kind of the same, obviously. I think the Me Too movement focuses a little bit more on women. But I think the main focus of all of it is how higher-ups in Hollywood and basically in any industry have always been taking advantage of people, whether that's, you know, with money or by sexually abusing them. It's just, I don't know, it's been going on forever, and I would love to see that change.
Wouldn't we all?
Yeah.
All right, so speaking of strange things in Hollywood, Act Two of the Jesse Smollett drama has begun. He was indicted on charges related to the police attack. He called the police or the whole affair a hoax. So now the police are after him. This is a six-month-long investigation. Special prosecutor looking into police claims that he paid two brothers to stage that fake hate crime against him. Has that been a year already? My God.
Yeah.
Jeez. Cook County prosecutors dropped 16 disorderly conduct charges against him. just over a month after police had accused him of orchestrating this hoax because he was upset with his salary on Empire. Is that show, this is the last season of that, I think, isn't it? Of Empire?
I think so.
Mm-hmm. TV show?
Yeah. I think so, yeah.
Yeah,
so he told, he told police that he was attacked as he was walking home. He claimed two masked men, one of them also wearing a red hat, shouted racist and homophobic slurs at him as they beat him up, put a noose around his neck, and poured chemicals on him. But the police say, in reality, that Smollett paid these two guys $3,500, and he was dumb enough to pay him with a check. After his arrest, prosecutors dropped the charges. He agreed to forfeit his $10,000 bail. And they said, okay, that's fine. 16 hours of community service. See you later. The cops didn't like that at all. And so now he's going to trial to face these. So what do you think is going to happen? Any guesses as to are they going to get him or not?
I would guess you would get jail time, right?
Guilty? I think there's going to be something. I mean, it may not be a stiff sentence, but it'll probably be something. And especially because it got so much notoriety, I think they probably, sadly, want to make an example of him, which we see with a lot of high-profile cases, that they want to turn people off from doing stuff like this, and they use them as a vehicle.
Yep. Well, it'll be interesting to see where it all goes. Bogus, I think, is the word that I'd use to apply to all of this. Here's something that's not. This week's American Family Farmer Show, we keep all of the podcasts of our programs like the American Family Farmer, the health show, that sort of thing, Your Hidden Power, are all put up on the websites that bear those names. So if you go to AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, you'll find an update on how chickens will change the world. So if you want to find out how chickens will change your world, there's a new trade deal with China, and there's a lot of discussion about hormones and chicken, that sort of thing. So find out, get the story, listen to the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 10 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
Hi, Saver. Walgreens here. We like the way you save. Take coffee. You know it doesn't have to cost $4 a cup, so you make your own. And copays on Medicare Part D. You save up to $5 and get 100 balance rewards points on each prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Save smartly on Med D. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Copay savings on Tier 1 generic drugs available through select plans that include Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy. Points cannot be earned in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Complete details at walgreens.com/balance.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Hey guys, It's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We have a brand new podcast, Mock and Daisy's Common Sense Cast. Every week, we talk about the issues that matter to us and matter to you, too. Everything from parenting and our families to the dangers of social media and the ridiculous trends it's created, like gender reveal parties and promposals. It's a little bit of everything, because if we really want to make America great again, we need to start in our own homes. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app or your favorite podcasting platform.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Drinking it up, it would appear, here musically. 23 and change at the hour on the DJV program with Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, Doug, and you. Getting into Luke Bryan, Brad Paisley. Two of them together are going to serve as headliners for the first edition of Lasso Montreal, which is a country music festival coming. Hey, guess where it's going to be held, ladies? Want to take a guess? Where do you think Lasso? Ha! Jennifer, you get the prize. Middle of August, the 15th, 14th to 15th of August. Festival include performances by Old Dominion, Morgan Wallen, Brett Kissel, and Runaway Jane. No, it's Runaway June. It could be Runaway Jane. It could be Runaway July. Additional side stage performers will include Jordan Davis, Mackenzie Porter, Blanco Brown, Gabby Barrage, love these names, the Washboard Union, let's see here, Matt Lang, Tennille Arts, Sycamore, Phil G. Smith, and Five Roses. I was disappointed. I thought Phil B. Smith was going to be there. More acts are going to be performing on the third stage. They'll announce those next week or two. Festival right in the heart of downtown Montreal. Ahead of the two-day event, be a bunch of free shows that will be held at several venues, like August 13th, part of the Lasso Festival. Passes for Lasso Montreal available via the festival's LassoMontreal.com website. LassoMontreal.com. Two-day passes start at $199. So who wants to go? Raise your hands, please.
I'd love to go to Montreal.
Toronto and Montreal are fabulous cities, I think. So clean and, I don't know, it's just something about Canada that's alluring. Everything except the weather. Too damn cold most of the year. It's like being in Vermont or Minnesota. If you're lucky enough to go there in June, July, or August, you're all set. Otherwise, stay home. Okay, up next year, that was not from the county tourism bureau either in those states. Okay, let's have some Sheryl Crow, shall we, please? Moon River Music Festival, another one of these annual deals, make its return to Chattanooga on September 12th and 13th. Pretty diverse lineup. Listen to this. Rock, folk, bluegrass, gospel musicians, Sheryl Crow and Nickel Creek headline the event for 2 days, which will be held once again in Coolidge Park there in Chattanooga. Drew Holcomb and the Neighbors will present and curate Moon River, also perform as part of the lineup. Additional artists include Indigo Girls, Robert Earl Keen, Yola, the Jayhawks, Rebirth Brass Band, Natalie Hemby, and the McCrary Sisters. Kicking off the weekend of Moon River, live taping of NPR's Live From Here with Chris Thiel. Is it Thiel? Is it Thiel? Is that, how do we know? Is that, what's this guy's name? Anybody know?
Don't know.
Mm-mm. Okay. Anyway, so nobody cares about that. Take
just
us for the NPR
quickly
show.
And move on, and maybe nobody will notice if we say it wrong.
Thank you very much, boss.
It's always a good tactic.
It is a good tactic. Except usually, if I don't know what I'm
doing, yeah, then
you're
Doug
happy
brings
to jump
attention
in and tell
to
me.
It for about 5 minutes.
But you can, that's not the way that's pronounced. So, anyway, take us for the show. Go on sale the 21st of February. That's for the VIP people. General weekend passes go on sale February 13th. Wait a minute. It's the other way around, isn't it? General, the VIP stuff is February 13th for sale, and the general stuff is February 21st. I'm going to guess that's the way it works. All right. Figure it out later. You can go to the website. Right? Don't they have a website for this thing? MoonRiverMusicFestival.com?
Just Google that, or just go to any Ticketmaster site, you know, Live Nation, whatever. Yeah. They also...
And overpay. Nonprofit partners and beneficiaries include Friends of Outdoor Chattanooga and St. Jude's Children's Hospital, one of our great assets in America. All right, so that's that music story. It's 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee or see this discount rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines the prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump isn't saying whether he's going to give a pardon to his former advisor, Roger Stone.
I don't want to say that yet, but I tell you what, people were hurt
viciously and badly by these corrupt people.
New reports are surfacing that more resignations are coming in the Justice Department. This after Attorney General William Barr withdrew a sentencing recommendation of 7 to 9 years for Stone. Democrats are charging the Attorney General with helping President Trump with abuse of power.
I have formally requested that the Inspector General of the Justice Department investigate this matter immediately.
The president also targeted the judge who was overseeing Roger Stone's case, which prompted an unusual remark from fellow Republican Senator Lindsey Graham.
I don't think the president should have tweeted about an ongoing case.
This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's 34 after the hour here on today's DJV program with Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schulin, and you. I'll drink to that. Matter of fact, I'm not going to drink this stuff, though. We got a couple of things. The food news department is open here, and we got some wine news, wine prices. Mm-hmm. What's the story there? Well, we have a problem growing enough grapes? Really? What's the story with that?
Well, experts at the recent winemakers conference say that growers have produced large crops of quality grapes over the last 2 years. So what that means, it's good for the wine drinker, not great for the winemaker. Allied Grape Growers highlighted a problem that many California grape farmers are facing. There's too much supply. And in the latest newsletter that they sent out, they estimate 100,000 tons of grapes were left hanging on the vines without buyers last year. And apparently, now, not in my house, but apparently the demand for wine is dwindling. So, not in Jen's house. So, I don't know who's not drinking as much wine, but
those beer drinkers.
Yeah. Or I guess maybe just spirits in general. The newsletter says that data found that the number of California wine exports has consistently dropped since 2014. Experts say distributors will be forced to offer discounts at every price point. So it's, again, great for the wine drinker, not good for the winemaker.
So what does that mean? You can buy Ripple for $3 a bottle now? What does that, all mean?
I don't even know what that is.
Chuck is back to $2 again.
Is it?
Okay.
Wow.
What's the least expensive bottle of wine, Jennifer, you ever bought?
I've had $2, Chuck. I don't know that I've ever purchased it, but I have had it.
Yeah. Is it terrible? I've never had it.
It's all right. I mean, it's not. It's
in my time, it was triple. You could see triple with Ripple, there were.
Yeah, I've never had Ripple.
And that's not wine.
I've never even heard of that. I don't know what that is.
What? Ripple wine? If you go into any of the stores here in California, there are wine, there are racks of wine, there are aisles of wine, there's wine everywhere. And see, I was in the Whole Foods last night, and they have a wine. They actually have a wine rack in there. I haven't seen one yet because you can't do it in Massachusetts, but you can do it. Although Trader Joe's sells wine in Massachusetts, but Whole Foods doesn't. I wonder why that is.
Well, in Jersey, Whole Foods has wine, but Trader Joe's doesn't.
Yeah.
In California, we have wine everywhere.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing.
Yep. All right.
You can actually get good wine in the grocery store in California.
Dunkin' Donuts trying to win over customers by serving better coffee. Really? Are they just coming
Their
up with that now?
Coffee wasn't bad to begin with, was it?
I don't know. I never had a cup of coffee in my life, so you couldn't prove it by me. But lots of people, they started in a little store, a hole in the wall in Westboro, Massachusetts, about 65, 70 years ago. Actually, right down the street. It's very interesting. Westboro is a little quiet suburban town. West of Boston, actually west of Framingham, where my farm is. And Dunkin' Donuts started there, and so did CVS, the consumer value store. The first one was right down the street from the first Dunkin' Donuts. I just was thinking about that, how little in there. They still have little stores there. Anyway, they're spending $60 million for new brewing equipment for all of their cafes, and they have expanded. They're finally getting a hold here in California. A little bit. It took them a long time. They tried two or three times to do it. Now they're seemingly becoming more successful. So if I understand it correctly, I don't have much authority here. Maybe you guys should talk about this because I don't know much about coffee quality. And that's
I think
you don't drink it either, Victoria.
I do every once in a while, not every morning, but yeah. And when I do get coffee, it usually is at Dunkin' Donuts, just Dunkin' because they drop the donuts. But it's amazing because they actually have a pretty decent cappuccino. A lot of people go in for lattes, and so that's why they're kind of really upping their whole game because so many people. It used to just be, you know, people would get a cappuccino after dinner at a nice restaurant, but now people are drinking that every day, and Starbucks is kind of, you know, in part of that to blame because it really brought fancier coffee to the mass market. And so now Dunkin' needs to keep up. A lot of people like McDonald's coffee, too. They have the McCafe, so they offer lattes and cappuccinos and stuff, too. So it makes sense that Dunkin' would want, because they have a lot of loyal customers. People who like Dunkin' Donuts are really loyal to the brand. So it makes sense that they want to kind of up it. And
Wait,
they
is it better than
sales.
Is Starbucks, is Dunkin' Donuts better than Starbucks?
It's different. I think it's a different audience. I think it's different products. But at Dunkin' Donuts, just to actually prove what I was saying, espresso sales have jumped 40% year over year.
Really?
And that's, if you think about it, like the box Joe, you know, like the giant box of coffee that sits on a job site, necessarily their customer anymore. So I think it's good that they're kind of adjusting with the brand.
Well,
and they also have the Beyond Meat sausage in some of their meals. So they're kind of getting fancier.
Yeah,
the one near me actually offers almond milk and coconut milk, too, as an option.
It's pretty
not
good.
Milk. Thinking almonds juice.
All right, whatever.
Speaking of milk, there is a study out right now, good for parents. Please listen to this carefully, very carefully, because this is important for parents everywhere who are trying to figure out whether to give their children whole milk or low-fat milk. And you will, the results of the study, which is something I've been talking about for a long time, exactly the opposite of what you'd think. This is a very systematic review. A lot of metadata here of studies all over the world, finding that children who drank whole milk, listen up, whole milk had 40% lower odds of being fat when they get older. The fat-reduced milk doesn't work. You don't understand how your body works. The fat body needs fat, and the fat in whole milk complements the need that you have. This is research done all over the world, as I said, currently in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. There's this overview of the study. 21,000 children between the ages of 1 and 18, and the research shows that children who drink reduced-fat milk have a lower risk of being, showed that children who drank the milk had a...
whole milk. Wait, we're getting jumbled here. If you drink whole milk, if you drink whole milk as a kid, it's way better for you. And the main reason for that is, number one, fat doesn't make you fat. But the bigger reason is anything that's reduced. When you look at the back of the carton, whole milk has like 8 grams of sugar. And as you go down, skim milk has like 12 or 13 grams of sugar.
So none of these
studies...
I'm just sort of rifling through.
But the sugar is what's making the kids fat.
Yeah,
It's just adding more sugar to their diet.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. And it happens when you're an adult as well, frankly. Majority of children in our country and up in Canada under the age of 8 consume cow's milk every day and not the other kinds of milk. Children don't seem to be given almond milk and soy milk and all that other crap that isn't milk. And maybe this will help people understand why that's not a good idea, because you need that fat in your body. There are all kinds of fats, as Jack and Ken will be happy to tell you, our two doctors. And the whole business, wasn't it the Atkins diet that got everybody off of fat? What was the diet?
No, that's all fat.
That's all fat.
Okay, so what was the diet that got you off of fat?
I think in the 80s and 90s it was about low fat. And then so they did all these foods that had low fat, but they had high sugar content to make up the difference in the taste.
Right. All right, Chipotle is giving away some free guacamole in their rewards program. It's called Guac Mode. Sounds like something the Affleck Duck would say. Guac Mode. Chipotle announcing the launch of this promotion brings free guacamole to anybody who signs up for the restaurant's rewards program. So if you're a lover of guacamole, you better act quickly, because you have till the 20th of the month to lock in free guac, if you're so inclined. Join Chipotle Rewards February 20th by that time. Or text Guac Mode to 888-222, okay? Guac Mode, GUACMODE, to 888-222. Download the Chipotle Rewards app, and once the Guac Mode badge is activated, you got 24 hours to pick up whatever's being offered. Chipotle's reward program rolled out last year, 9 million members. How's Chipotle doing, generally speaking? Anybody? Well, they had their problems for a while.
Yeah.
And,
I think they're doing okay.
It's
one restaurant that I never see empty. Every time I've ever gone in one, there's always a line. Every time.
The silver lining about La Siria and having all the issues that they did is that they're actually using fresh ingredients. And nothing was really frozen, and that's just the risk you take.
Right. It is. That's for sure. I remember Bob, the first time I went into one, Bob, my pal and co-worker here, took me into one. I'd never been in one. He says, come on, let's go have lunch in this place. And I went in and I liked it. It was good.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, it's quite good. 44 after the hour, this is the DJV program. Remember that we have all of the access you have, what we do, and you do too, access to our podcast every week. The one that's out right now has a focus on the Oscars, the In Memoriam segment. We talk about the passing of a couple of actors, Robert Conrad and Orson Bean, and what they meant to all of us individually. And the celebration of Christina Cook coming back to Earth after her space mission. If you haven't heard those conversations, check them all out. that we can, you can subscribe. We all can subscribe to our podcast. The Apple Podcast app is where to go. You can go to Spotify too. It's all, wherever you get your podcast, you can sign up for the DJV Show. DJVShow.com.
Nobody thinks twice about getting a second opinion on a doctor or a lawyer. But what about when you need somebody to work on your home, like an electrician, landscaper, or plumber? Somebody doing major work on your pipes definitely calls for a second opinion. So next time you get a recommendation on a pro, get a second opinion at Angie's List. As the authority on local pros, we offer thousands of reviews, plus business info, offers, and photos. Just go to AngiesList.com. Hey, you want to feel great about who you're hiring, and we second that opinion.
This is Peter on his motorcycle.
Whoa, the open road!
And this is Peter off his motorcycle.
Please move your paper off my desk. Thank you.
On his motorcycle.
I feel so alive!
Off his motorcycle.
I feel like we covered that already, so...
On.
Wow! Look at the ocean!
Off.
Look at this article I found about urban planning.
You're better on your bike. Progressive helps keep you honest. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Quicken Loans is celebrating our best quarter ever, and now we're celebrating some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. This is your chance. Pay off some credit card debt or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR, 4.23%. That's right, 3.99%. APR, 4.23%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped, and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlic, and it works.
I've been taking Garlic for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlic. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlic every day. No garlic breath. Lots of people like you are choosing Garlic to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlic, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
The politically correct thought police are at it again at Clemson University, where professors can no longer expect students to come to class on time. Campus diversity training materials now suggest that expecting people from other cultures to show up on time is racist. Instead of teaching students the kind of responsibility that will be required in the job market, these professors are being told that to be inclusive, they must recognize cultural differences that may impact the meeting and adjust accordingly. What needs to be adjusted is this misguided policy. I spent several years teaching college classes, and I can tell you, you can't even teach political correctness if students don't show up to the class. It just isn't that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
This portion of the program presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Millions of Americans finance their home of their dreams with the help of Quicken Loans. They can help you too. Rocket Mortgage. Push the button and get the mortgage pretty quick. That's why they call it Quicken, I guess, right? So, by the way, those of you who are worried, the Grand State still has gone to Bernie. He still won in the New Hampshire primary. What I got a kick out of in looking around at some of the, I just like to sort of, we all do this because there's so much around. I have 14 or so different sites that I look at for info over the course of the day and during the program. And, excuse me, on Real Politics, the headline reads, Trump attacks Mike Bloomberg, doesn't seem to realize he wasn't running. Apparently the president tweeted that Bloomberg had a bad night in New Hampshire. He wasn't on the ballot. But this, okay, take a shot. It's a, you know, what it really does is recognize that Trump is realizing who his real potential opponent is going to be. Yeah, but he tweeted, New York Mayor Mike Bloomberg having a very bad night as the New Hampshire Democratic primary results keep rolling in. I don't know. I just find there's a charm to that, I think, under the circumstances. Stand before the hour.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Drive into the life of Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show, heard around the country every week, or every weekend, I guess. Well, that happens every weekend, happens every week, right? He's very reliable. He's very resourceful. He's very knowledgeable. So we have Coors Light. Why am I hearing myself? Is there something going on there, Kara? I can hear myself. Coors Light covering dog adoption fees across the country until February 21st. Do you hear that? What do you think is $100 in fees for 1,000 eligible dog adoptions around the country? I didn't realize Coors was into that. This is, let's see, I'm looking at some of the states. Residents here in California, Louisiana, Pennsylvania, South Dakota, Texas, Virginia, West Virginia are not eligible. I wonder why that is.
They might have certain laws in those. I think I haven't heard this. I'm hearing this for the first time. I think it's a great idea. What we're starting to see, though, is that because so many people, 60%, of people living in North America are such animal lovers that corporations are really starting to get involved with pets. Look, at all the NFL teams, they all have clothing and items for your dog or for your cat. So it's something that's going around. But I like the idea that it's going to rescue animals and save them because people can now maybe adopt that may not have been able to afford the adoption fee.
Yeah, they're going to spend $100,000. So it's good PR for them. I don't know what the beer tastes like. Do you drink beer? I can't imagine you drink
beer. I don't drink any alcohol.
No. Yeah, it's not bad, actually, as far as light beer goes. Yeah, it's not bad. No. Yeah.
Well, what about the company that put the dogs that were missing on their beer cans?
Oh, yeah, that was a craft brewery, I think.
Yeah,
Smaller scale, but yeah, that was cool. That was great.
But they reunited. They've already reunited a couple of dogs with their guardians. I guess an excuse to have a beer. I guess that's a great idea. It really is. I just wanted to touch on this for a second. Valentine's Day is Friday, and you know we always talk about holidays and dangers, but kind of February 14th is really dangerous. Number one, there is more chocolate around on February 14th than any other day of the year. So we know the problems with theobromine. And here's something a lot of people don't know. A lot of the non-sugar candies and the gums have something called xylitol. We've talked about this before. Xylitol, a lot around. Candles for ambience on Valentine's Day, very dangerous. More fire start because the dog's tail marks it over. Gift wrap. And here's something that's real important, especially for cat guardians out there. Lilies. Lilies, including all members of the lily family, are highly toxic to cats and can be fatal if consumed. So just be really conscientious.
My friend's two cats almost died from eating lilies. Her husband
Why
brought
would
home
they eat them? Why
because
they,
because cats will just, I guess. But her husband brought her a bouquet of lilies, and she didn't know, and both cats ate it and then started throwing up, and she rushed them to the vet, and the vet said that if it had even been maybe 10 or 15 minutes more, they would have both died. We had no idea.
And it's amazing, just like you said, Victoria, most people don't even have any idea that lilies can be that dangerous.
Yep.
They know about other things that might be dangerous, mistletoe or whatever, but lilies are really dangerous, chocolates also. So just be conscientious this Valentine's Day. And 25%, let me get that statistic. I think it's 25% or 30% of pet guardians would rather spend Valentine's Day with their pets than their significant other.
Yeah, right.
And their significant other. I think that's a great idea.
It is. Now, go up, wait a minute, I've been out here. Didn't let Denise hear you say that.
I didn't see.
You didn't say that. I won't report. The number of rats and bats. Some guy, where is the hotel or a bunch of hotels? This guy was bringing rats with
Utah.
Him.
Utah. They were in Utah.
Yeah. I'm going to Utah later today. What's the name of the hotel? See if I can find some.
Yeah, just don't bring any rats with their arm to it. They really are.
Yeah.
And the other thing that's real important that I was talking about on the show this week, I get so frustrated when I see people really, really overcorrecting or really punishing their dog. Dogs do not learn via punishment. So even yelling at your dog, wagging your finger at your dog, and shaking at the dog, all of those things are really traumatic. Dogs don't understand what all that means, and they get real scared about it. So you don't have to punish your dog. If you take the time to teach your dog to do something right, you don't have to focus on the no, no, no. I often joke, I go into people's homes and say no. The dog comes thinking that's his name because he hears it so much. But it's true. Focus on the positive. And don't overly correct your dogs. Let the dog be a dog. You know, a dog has to sniff another dog's butt once in a while. There's nothing wrong with that. Let it happen. In fact, I'm going to do a piece this week on Facebook, a live piece specifically on whether or not guardians are micromanaging their dogs and cats.
I was trying to move the microphone over to Daisy's nose so you could hear her snoring.
I thought that was you, Doug. I didn't know that was
Daisy.
No,
that's not. That was Daisy. So what about the rats and the bats and stuff that are in the pipeline? Well, it depends on what you read or what you hear. Some of the Chinese reports are that rats and bats and stuff get into the ventilation systems of some of these places where the coronavirus has showed up, because there's something in their fecal matter and it gets blown around. And you can be way away from it and you still get it. So, I don't know, maybe you stay away from rats and bats as much as anything else.
I gotta love rats.
Yeah,
but,
really?
You know. Yeah, American rats are safe, I think,
though. Well, yeah, good. Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show, petshow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.